And that right there, Mitski, new one called Nobody. And that is a single, I believe. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Kicking off another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you every week as I do 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the radio waves. And online at CITR.ca, wherever you are. You can listen to it anywhere. And I'm very excited this week because I'm not all by myself.
Woo!
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 Woo! I'm joined today by my lovely partner, Sam.
Hello there.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right today. How are you doing here?
I'm doing good.
The last time I was here, it was very gloomy. And today, it is also a little bit gloomy.
Yes. Radioland, I will give you in a little radio magic secret. We are recording this actually in Calgary, hence the reason Sam is able to join me, because she lives here.
It's true.
I'm back in Calgary for the summer doing some work with the CBC, doing lots of other fun things, visiting my loved ones, etc. And so a big shout out to my hometown station, CJSW, for letting me pop on into the studios here and make the radio for all of you to enjoy.
Woohoo!
Yay, CJSW! Radio friendship!
Yay!
So that has been lovely, and I've been doing that for the last little while, and we'll continue to do it for the next month or so. So it's a special treat to be able to have Sam in here with me, because we're in the same city for the first time in, like, a while.
As you would say, my presence is a present.
It is. I will not finish that quote because it is not afternoon radio appropriate. but yeah, it is exciting. As always on this program, we just bring you great tunes made by women and queer folks. And Sam has helped curate this week.
I added a song or two on there.
Yeah. So maybe why did you add that first song there?
Because it is my jam right now. A friend suggested to me last week specifically to listen to the music video, which is also very, very good. And now I just can't stop.
What kind of activities do you think that this jam is best to accompany?
Making tea, just general dancing, maybe sweeping.
Okay, yeah, I can see it.
This would be an excellent sweeping song.
It's got a good beat to it, like the woo, 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 woo.
Yes, it makes me feel like I would be on a train to Tokyo, like Lost in Translation style, and then just in the middle would get up and dance to the aisles.
I believe, is that what the music video is?
No, not even a little bit.
Oh.
No, the music video is her in her bedroom singing with her brush as a microphone.
A classic music video theme.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, yeah, that was a great song. Thank you for that. And we're going to hear more of your picks as we go. Next up, we're going to hear one of my picks, but I know you also like this song because we actually saw it live together.
We did.
Yes. What was that? So it was at a church?
It was in a church. It was a choir concert for the local Calgary LGBTQ plus choir, the One Voices Choir, which my sister is in.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister was not singing that day. She was taking a break from choir, but we still wanted to support the choir because we know many, many people in it.
Yeah, so we went to go see the choir.
Yes,
and
they were performing with Ray Spoon.
Beloved queer musician, Calgary icon, truly.
Truly.
The rural, prairie queer,
vibe.
Everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they did I would call it a headlining set, but the choir sang, and then they sang, and then the choir sang a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
And they played this song, except it was the explicit version of this song.
Yes, this is the radio-friendly version of this song.
Yes, because we cannot play the explicit version on afternoon radio for you folks, but I do encourage you to go find the explicit version somewhere out there.
I don't think you can.
What? Was that a live-only experience?
Yeah, it is, because, in general, the queer community is good about not recording things that they should not be recording, such as live concerts.
The gays are so responsible, Radioland.
So responsible. And additionally, CJSW did record a session with Ray Spoon, but they also played the radio-friendly version. I don't think you can even find the explicit version.
I do hope a version of the explicit version comes out, or at the very least, Radioland, as you listen along to this next track, sing along in what you imagine the explicit version to be, which is, it will become very obvious very quickly, because it just makes it more fun, I think. But it is a very fun song regardless. I think really kind of fits the vibe that you've curated today for our music, and just kind of makes me happy. It's a good one to sing along to. So
particularly if you're on a train to Tokyo.
Yes, that's... this is the soundtrack for your train ride to Tokyo, Radioland.
Yes,
that's what this
is the alternate Lost in Translation soundtrack.
Exactly. So we're going to listen to that right now. And this is actually off of Racebin's upcoming album, which will be coming out in August, I believe. Oh, September. September 7th, 2018 is when it's supposed to come out properly. But this is the first single off of it. I'm excited to hear the rest of it. It's all very beachy, blue. The album is called Bodies of Water. And the track we're going to listen to today is called Do Whatever the Heck You Want. So we're going to listen to that one, and then Sam and I will be back here on Into the Woods.
Should I be a man or a woman? What does that really mean? Should I be outside of it or something in between? Joshua's a Gemini. He broke my heart. Wish I was too preoccupied to fall apart. Certain he was God sent, the sweetest sentence. Close to, so I loved him through the wires. He calloused my sweet dreams into sleepless nights. That was all until he vanished in time.
They hammered the soil, asking for answers in green. His valley. declined when he offered his name. Why did he offer? She was 7 years old, she saw a man get shot, but no one came for a long time because it happened in a remote parking lot in Las Vegas, and she was waiting for her mom to come back from working the blackjack table at the Circus Casino, and that night her mom said the two of them and the now dead guy were the only three people who ever really lived in Las Vegas. Everybody else just arrived, ate their complimentary shrimp cocktail, left.
Right there, a little bit of Metric, Rock Me Now, off of their album Grow Up and Blow Away. That's another one of Sam's picks.
It is. That is one of my favorite songs of all time.
And why?
I don't know. I think it's unique mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. I like the tempo of it. I like the lyrics of it. I like that it's a combination of spoken word and music,
mm-hmm.
which is one of also my favorite genres of music. I don't know what genre today's show is.
It's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things.
We'll call it Sam Wave.
Yeah, that's me. I love, that's the thing. It's like I love angsty women who make angsty songs, but I also love angsty men and angsty non-binary people who make angsty songs.
But also like not angsty in like a punky way.
No, angsty in like an existential nihilistic kind
like,
of way.
Where are we? Do we matter?
This is...
Does it matter? Does anything matter?
Where Basically. Are
we? I'm writing a dream pop song right now.
You are a dream pop artist. We should get you on a record label
immediately. Oh yeah, let's form a dream pop duo.
I would be, honestly,
yeah.
Yes. We would be so good at that.
We would. It's just like, you'd be like, ah, and I'm like, where are we? What does it matter? Does anything matter?
We just need to learn how to play instruments.
I know how to play many
instruments.
You know
how to play the saxophone.
And the ukulele.
And I know how to play the melodica.
That's a band.
That's basically a band. We just need a drummer and then boom, it's a band.
Woohoo. Anyways, let's back announce the other songs. Before the Metric track, we heard from Dizzy, that was Joshua. Before that, a little bit of Chastity Belt. And then kicking off the set, our beloved hometown hero, Ray Spoon, with Do Whatever the Heck You Want off the upcoming Bodies of Water album. And yes, soon the premiere of the Mel and Sam Dream Pop Band.
Just wait for it.
What would it be called? What's a good band name?
Well, I mean, our couple name is Woodstock.
That's good. Woodstock is burning.
Woodstock is burning.
Because the reference to Paris is burning. It's a lot of, like...
Yes.
There's a lot of layers there.
So, upcoming 2019.
Mark your calendars, folks.
Woodstock is Burning will be coming out with their first album.
With the track, Does Anything Matter?
Yes.
Because that's the only lyric I can think of right now. Okay. Well, you know what, Radioland? You heard it here first, so now it has to happen. That's the way that the radio works. Once you say something on here, it's true forever. The next track we're going to listen to is from The Blow. What do you have to say about The Blow?
they're nice. They sound good in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I picked them.
I think that is as good a reason as any to listen to music.
I have really sophisticated musical tastes.
Oh, no. That's how all music comes from, is like, wow, I enjoy the way that this makes my ears feel. Whether it's making your ears feel good or not.
It's true.
You just got to enjoy it. So, yeah, this is Get Up from The Blow. We're going to listen to it right now. And wherever you are, keep it locked here on CITR. See what I did there?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm right here, habitating in a human form on planet Earth where I was born. And I like it here, I do, though people tell me that this place is through. But F that, man, I just got here. No one exists who's not here. This is the only place anyone is. And I will admit, maybe I'm only here a bit. Some parts of me don't fit here. They go bulging out into the ether. It's like the front of my face is all that really gets to be here. But I want to come through, persist. I'm going to form all my cells into the shape of a fist. I'll be going at the air until there's room to exist. I'm going to get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. All the piles move for them. There are no openings for me, but it's cool, kiddos. We all get to live inside the internet ghetto, and it's great. There's so much space, it looks just like real life. It's just all made of light, but all right. I can work with the light. I can build a little world in my mind. And someday I'm gonna make it to the end of real life. I'm gonna get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. I'm gonna be trapped in the talk. I wanna get a little more wish. I'm gonna build a house over the rooftop of my brain. Ah, sometimes I go out of body. No one can stop. I'ma take whatever space I can find, I'll make it nice so you won't mind, cause your brain is a place I can live if you care. Hide in your legs and ignore what's up out there. Literally everything's been all bought up by a handful of desperate hoarders. They're like more, more, more until the whole world looks like Mordor. Sheesh, guys, why? I guess they're sad inside. They wanna build little ego bridges up to the sky and they want more, but what's left? The air? The hoarders wanna hoard the atmosphere, yeah. They pay the air to be their thug. He sits in my head and treats me rough. The call starts coming from inside of the house. It says, give up, give up, give up, give up. And I get it. They're trying to scare me out of my skin. Control my body like a fear-fed zombie, but I jump back in. Push those efforts out of my mind. Cause they can own the whole world, okay, fine. But this is 57 kilograms of mine, all mine. I'm gonna get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up! Destiny Award 4 gives no fucks, goes to us. This is just one way of looking at it. We're all standing on a planet spinning around a giant ball of fire. Inside the planet there's also fire, and nobody can own it cause it's way too hot. We're gonna get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. I think about the fire a lot. Gonna get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. The heat comes up through my feet. I'm gonna get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
So high, but that's so deep. We'll build. scrape my knees from a generous sea. You're not a quitter. You've got
happens to you.
And that right there, Lucy Dacus with Addictions off of her album Historian. That's a new one there. Before that, we heard from The Bell Game. The track was Follow off the album of the same name. And kicking off the set, The Blow with Get Up off of Brand New Abyss. One of Sam's favorite songs.
It is one of my favorite songs.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. I like space-themed songs.
Gotta love the space.
It fits in with Samwave?
Samwave.
Samwave.
We've coined it now. That's how it's going to be.
So it's a genre now.
Definitely. And yeah, you're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting here in Vancouver on the FM dial at 101.9 FM and all over the world, both broadcasted and podcasted at CITR.ca. So I don't know what place in space and time you're listening to this right now. It's definitely removed from when I'm recording it, which is actually kind of cool to think about that I'm talking to people in the future.
It's true. You could be talking to aliens.
We could. Oh, gosh. I've thought about that before, is like if, like, you, the way that we like find things historically, you know, you find like ruins and old artifacts and things like that. It's like, what if in the future they find the server drives from community radio stations?
You'll be famous. You'll be an archaeological
wonder. Truly. And they're going to be like, why does this person say tasty radio treats for your ears so much?
You'll get linguistic people who are analyzing that.
The very strange way that I talk, frankly.
I can't wait for the discourse analysis of your radio speech.
Ooh, it'll be something. Future generations better watch out. It's like the framing device in The Handmaid's Tale, like the whole, when they're like looking back at that, that's what it is. So hello, people in the framing device of this. Greetings from CITR and Melanie and Sam.
Yay.
So, but yes, wherever you are listening to this, if you're in your car, if you're on the road, if you're walking, talking, cleaning,
shopping.
Oh yeah, I often am listening to the radio while I'm shopping. My favorite thing to do is to like set my own soundtrack when I'm in the grocery store, because grocery store music is bad.
It is. It's very bad.
I read somewhere that it's like very specifically tailored to the time of day and the type of people who would be shopping there and everything. And I do not like what they tailor to me, frankly.
It's a whole thing. There's a psychology behind
it. There's a whole thing behind it. So if you're listening to this in the grocery store, congratulations. You have good taste. And I hope that you buy that ranch dressing that you're considering buying. We're going to listen to more music, though. Next up is actually a track that I came across and made me think of Sam. We were sitting here in the booth planning out the show, and I was like, how's this sound? And you said, great. So we're going to listen to it right now.
My vocabulary is fabulous.
Truly. And it's from 2014. It's from the Aqua Dolls. Good band name. Off their album Stoked on You, and the album is called Big Headed Alien. Not that you're a big-headed alien.
No, it's just I like big-headed aliens.
Yes, and again, if you're aliens who have found this.
Hello.
We like you, too. Anyways, big-headed alien, Aqua Dolls. The show is Into the Woods. The station is CITR. My name is Mel. This is Sam, and this is you listening to this song right now.
Down.
gonna wonder who she kissed in her heyday. Maybe she'll have children, maybe she'll have cats. Maybe she'll have cats.
So good.
and fading out in the background there. One of my favorite recent kind of radio discoveries I've come across in researching for this show today found this great artist, Beatrice Deer, based out of Montreal. The track was Imota off of her album My All to You, and she kind of combines this kind of dream poppiness with Inuit throat singing. And she's originally from Nunavik, so cool stuff there. Go check out Beatrice Deer on Bandcamp. That's my recommendation of the week to all of you out there in Radioland.
Do it.
Do it. Sam says do it, so you have to do it.
But that's how that works.
That's how that works. Before that, we heard from Cherry Glazer. Gotta love them. Juicy Socks was the track. Before that, Booty EP with Yakisoba off of the album What, and the Who. Such a good album name. And before that, Maybe She'll Have Cats from Rachel Sage off her album Myopia. And then kicking off the set, we had a little bit of the Aqua Dolls. The track was Big Headed Alien off of the album Stoked on You. And with that, Radioland, we're coming to the end of the program. It's been so fun hanging out with Sam today.
Well, thank you. I'm so sad that we're done here.
I know. Well, we're never truly done.
No, I mean, truly our spirit will go on forever in the ears of aliens.
Exactly, guys. Good callback.
Thank you. That's what I'm here for.
Nah, you're here for so much more than that. And you thank you for all the wonderful tunes that you've brought today.
No worries.
I'm sure Radioland appreciates me not just playing the same three Peach Kelly pop songs I play every week. So
I guess they love the new genre, Samwave.
Samwave. We're going to make it big.
It's a thing now.
It's a thing now. That's how that works. And the very last song of the day that we're going to listen to is one of your picks as well.
Yes.
And maybe talk about it right before we play it.
So this is The Sweater. It is a song that I listened to a lot in my childhood. Mm-hmm. My parents were a big fan of this song. A good old Canadian callback. And by Canadian callback, I mean a surprise hit on the sweet college campus radio stations when my parents were younger.
We love those college campus radio station charts.
It's true. I mean, we're on one right now. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I would say this song would describe high school Sam.
Okay. Well, Radioland, we will leave you on that note then. I will be back next week, as always, unfortunately, probably without Sam.
Sorry, pal.
It's okay. You'll be back one day, I'm sure.
One day.
One day you'll be back on our waves. It happens. Once in a blue moon, the stars align and we get Sam on the radio.
I can't be here every week. It's called Into the Woods, not Into the Stockton.
Well, let's listen to your favorite song. This is The Sweater from Marin
Cattle.
Marin Cattle. It's going to be very good. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you all are too. We will see you next week here on CITR.
I know you will understand this and feel the intrinsic, incredible emotion. You have just pulled over your head the worn, warm sweater belonging to a boy. Now you haven't had a passionate kissing session or anything, but you got to go on a camping trip with him and eight other people from school. And you practically slept together, your sleeping bag right next to his. And you woke in the night to watch him as he slept, but you couldn't see anything because it was dark, so you just lay there and listened to his breathing and wondered if your heart might burst. Has that slightly goat-like smell which all teenage boys possess, and that smell will lovingly transfer to all your other clothes. If you get to keep it for a few days, you can sleep with it, but don't let your mom see, because she'll say, what is that filthy thing, and who does it belong besides the trash man? So you have to keep it under the covers with you. You can kind of lie it beside you, or wrap it around your waist, or touch it on your legs, or whatever, but that's your business. Now, if the sweater has, like, reindeer on it, or is a funny color like yellow, I'm sorry, you can't get away with a sweater like that. Look for brown or gray or blue. Anything other than that, and you know you're dealing with someone who's different. And different is not what you're looking for. You're looking for those teenage alpine ski chiseled features and that sort of blank look which passes for deep thought, or at least the notion that someone's home. You're looking for the boy of your dreams who is the same boy in the dreams of all of your friends. Now, the sweater isn't going to fit you, of course. You have to kind of roll up the sleeves in a jaunty way that says, this is the sweater belonging to a boy, and the boy is a genuine hunk, a hunk of burning love, and this is not just some hand-me-down from your brother or your father. Monday, wear the sweater
to school. Be calm, look cute. Don't tell them the dream you had about the place the two of you would share when you get older. Just be yourself. The best, cutest, quietest version of yourself. Definitely wear lip gloss. He looks at you, and he looks away, and then he walks away, and the smell of the sweater hits you again, suddenly like ape-scent gloriola, and you get a note passed to you by a girl in history that says he needs his sweater back. He forgot that you put it on in the tent on Saturday, and he's been looking for it. And you don't have to die of humiliation, you know. You are a strong person, and this is a learning experience. You can still hold your head up high as you run from the classroom, tearing the stinking sweater from your body. You look at that sweater carefully, and you realize that love made you temporarily blind.